Begin transmission.
That clock, the least accurate clock in the world. Less than 0.1% accuracy, but that's not the point. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's 1930, and that's also a good time to drink some tea. Wow. Ooh, that's really good. Drinking the Da Hong Pao again today. It's so delicious. I just can't get enough. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I also like to drink tea. Oh, it's extremely convenient. I mean, the convenience of being the chairman and drinking tea. Or is it that I drink tea that I am the chairman, or is it a requisite of the chairmanship to actually have to drink tea? I don't know. I've never really thought this out that far. I don't think much of anything out very far other than the numbers. So let's listen to some numbers, some randomly generated numbers from I Can Talk Today. This is going to be one of those shows, isn't it? I can just tell. This is going to crap already. Anyway, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, numbers lady. But I have to say, can you hear that? Do we have any sharp-eared listeners out there today? Anyone who's wearing headphones right now or has particularly acute hearing may have been hearing my cat in the background, because my cat is up here yanging her head off, saying, yang, yang, yang. What are you doing? Starting Dubious Goals Committee. Whoa, yes, it's time for Dubious Goals Committee. My cat is 3 meters away, looking at me, wondering why I'm not following her. Okay, so I will follow her. So I gotta walk up here and walk into the kitchen, and look, oh, here comes a kitty through the other door. What a coincidence. Oh, I wonder what a kitty wants today. Okay, yeah, what? Now that I'm up here, what do you want? Oh, I noticed that you're staring right at your water cup. What's going on with that? You want some water? You want some kitty water? I'll get you some kitty water. We're not going to get much more meowing out of my cat today, I don't think. Let's try. You want some kitty water? maybe not. All right, so this is thrilling, absolutely exciting radio as I fill up the cat's cup full of water. What is it? You want me to put it on the floor now? She's looking at me holding it, saying, I'll give you the damn water. You want some water? Yes, your baby, there's some kitty water for you. All right, we got the kitty water business taken care of. So now we'll walk back downstairs while the cat's drinking some water, and we'll see how long it takes before she comes down here and demands to do some kitty business. So we'll have to get a kitty business pit ready. Okay, so let's sit down on the floor here. What? Tchaikovsky? Why do we have Tchaikovsky on? And yes, as I start to sit down here and turn off the Tchaikovsky. Yes, look who has arrived. Hello, Fluffy Kitty.
Who's the fluffiest kitty in Fluffy Town?
I think we already know who the fluffiest kitty in Kitty Fluffy Town is. Now, are you going to stand? Where are you going?
Oh, here we go again. Now we're going to do that weird indecisive thing where... Yeah, hi. Okay, are we going to get in the kitty banky now? Okay, come on.
Yeah, this is what I do. This is what I do. Okay, come on. You're not even on the right side of the banky. You are under the banky. You need to be on top of the banky. There we go. Oh, we figured it out. We know the difference between over and under now. That's a good baby. Yes, it's fun to have a mildly crazy cat because, you know, normalcy is boring. That sounds good. Oh, and speaking of cat stuff, it has occurred to me that you have not been updated as to the latest F1 standings. So, let's grab the notebook. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I play a lot of fantasy sports with my cat, or should I say against my cat, because we are often competing against each other. It is PvP around here, player versus player. And we've had 3 races so far, and every year before this year, my cat has always pulled into the lead by the 3rd race. But not this year, right, Pippa? Well, she's not losing. We are tied up. That's right. It is a draw. In the last race, my guy finished 3rd, and Pippa's guy won the race. And so her first place gives her 6 points total, and my, what was it, 3rd place also gives me 6 points. So it's 6-6. The contest is currently tied. It is a draw. Oh, so this is the farthest we've gotten. This is the best I've ever done. I can't believe it. I haven't actually lost yet. And we're 3 races into the season.
What do you think about that, Peppa?
We've also decided to start playing Fantasy Moto GP. And we each had to pick a driver. And so since there's no ham drivers, Pippa chose Valentino Rossi. And so I picked Marc Marquez. And guess who's winning? Nobody. We are also drawn, or tied, in Fantasy Moto GP, both with 0 points.
Yes, 0 points.
Because we both crashed out of the last race. And we don't get any points for being last.
So what are you doing?
Here's a kitty being some kitty business kitties. You're a good baby.
Yeah, you're a kitty.
Oh, what else is going on? Oh, I had an annoying day yesterday, and I'm having an annoying day today. Yesterday, my computer was doing weird stuff, or it wasn't my computer, actually. It was my cable box. And that took forever to come back around. And today, I've got some other new problem, but it's a local problem. It's a problem in my computer. Huh, who knows? And I need that to work if you're going to hear this. So if you're not hearing this message right now, it's because my computer is still down. Oh, not super happy about it. Kind of in mild panic right now, but I'm trying to stay calm. Yeah. Maybe I need some kind of, I don't know, calming salve, or maybe I need some kind of calming medicine, or no, that's not good. Maybe I just need some calming music. Okay, I don't know if that actually alleviated any of my computer failure anxiety, but, you know, we gotta get some banana cha-cha in when we can.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying in your head in your little snarky voice. Oh, but Tub, do we really need the banana cha-cha? Well, let me put it to you this way. We can either have a banana cha-cha, or we can have Uncle Grandfather saying things like...
Banana-na-na.
Or even things like...
Banana-na.
Either way, it's not going to make sense. Which would you rather have?
Banana-na-na.
Or banana cha-cha. It's either banana-na-na-na or banana cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. You know, I mean, come on. We don't keep secrets here.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Banana-na.
Wait, what? The ancient Chinese secret is banana-na? What? People are strange. Oh, hey, that's a good one. Let's listen to The Doors.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Faces do come out of the rain when you're strange. I know that for a fact. But the weird part is now I'm sort of in this weird mood where I need to listen to more of this wacky sort of 60s sort of sound. And I don't know, we need to listen to some good 60s type of rock. What is it gonna be? I don't know. How about Cream? Yeah. Let's do a little White Room.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Starlings, silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment. I'll wait in this place where the sun never shines.
Sometimes I question that bass drum. Is it just me? Oh, that was Cream with White Room from the album Disraeli Gears. And I guess it was a different time, a time in which bass drums were left a little loose, tuned a little loosely. And plus, you know, is it just me or is Ginger Baker holding back? Is Ginger Baker holding back on that track a little bit? It seems like he is to me. Oh, we have lost Ginger Baker. He is no longer with us. And it seems like Jack Bruce just died recently, too. Clapton's the only one left. But if I could go back in time, if I could get in a time machine and talk to any one of those guys, it would be tempting, but to talk to Clapton, but, you know, Ginger Baker, that guy, he was a real nut. If you look into his life, that guy was a... Guy's a basket case. Yeah, but he was awesome. I would love to sit down and talk to Ginger Baker. We could interview him for Dubious Goals Committee. Man, but if I only could ask Ginger Baker one question, it would probably be something like,
"You got girlfriend, Vietnam?"
Because I personally think that everybody in the world needs to be asked that question. That might be an interesting recording project. Ask everybody in the world if they got girlfriend Vietnam. Record their responses and just let that stream 24 hours a day on some streaming service. It would be called Girlfriend Vietnam Streaming Service. Maybe I should start that. Oh, maybe I need some more hardware. Yeah, maybe if I had some computers that worked. Oh, we could do that. I'm not looking forward to figuring out what is wrong with my computer, my little Raspberry Pi. I'm afraid. I do not want to know. Right, so basically what I'm trying to say is I have no idea where to go from here. I don't know what music I feel like listening to. Maybe we should stay in the same era. Yeah, okay, I got one. The Hollies, Long Cool Woman.
Down town, but we'll find my FBI sitting in an ass.
so let me see if I understand this properly. That was the Hollies with Long Cool Woman in a black dress. And I have to wonder what that's about. Is that a song about snitching? Is that a song that glorifies being a snitch? That's a lot different than what we have today with all the music is about stop snitching. That song starts off with, well, Saturday night I was downtown working for the FBI. Yeah, he's a snitch and he's in a speakeasy or something, and then all hell breaks loose and somehow, it's really not explained, but somehow he ends up with the girl and he gets a commendation from the district attorney. What? And when did that song come out? 1960 when? You know, the summer of love and drugs and free love and free drugs and drug freeze and love drugs and drug love and love free? Did I hit all the permutations there? I don't know. Regardless, how did that song ever get popular if that's about snitching? Has anybody ever thought about that before? Is it just me? What's up with that? Well, I'm sure it made sense to somebody when they wrote it. Not me, though. But then again, I didn't write it. Am I looking for sense? Are we looking for any sense around here? Okay, I think I made my point. You're welcome. All right, the truth of the matter is, I'm bottoming out. I got nothing. Oh, crap, and we got 3 minutes. I'm sitting here thinking about what I gotta do today, which isn't much, but I'm not looking forward to it. It's hot, it's humid. Maybe I should just stay indoors all day and do something. What is it that I have to do? I don't know. I guess I could do some laundry. I could wash my towels. What else was I thinking about washing the other day? Oh, my tea towels upstairs. I thought, well, this one fell on the floor, so it's probably got cat hair all over it. So maybe this is cat hair cleaning day. Maybe I just need to clean up some cat hair. Yeah. Do I even have enough laundry to do a whole load? I probably don't. Because I just did laundry like 3 days ago. Because, like, on Saturday. Because I was so bored. There was nothing happening. There was nothing to do. I was literally just sitting here going, oh, what could I do? Ugh. It was one of those things. And I went to the store yesterday because it was kind of cool because it rained in the morning. And they didn't have any of the stuff that I needed to buy. I guess we're still having COVID-19 shortages. So what did I go there for? Oh, the rice pasta stuff. And what else did I go there for? I don't remember, but I did manage to buy some more waffles and 0.44 pounds of pepperoni, sliced a little bit thicker than normal. I didn't try that this morning, though, because I still had thin sliced pepperoni to eat. I still had 3 slices left. Wait, what the hell else did I go to the store for yesterday? I went to the store and they didn't have anything I wanted. They also didn't have any high chews, which pissed me off to no extent. But they didn't have any last time either. So, oh, it was graham crackers. I guess the great graham cracker shortage is back on. I managed to get some boxes for like a week. And now, of course, no more. Where the hell... where is this graham cracker factory? Where is this factory and what's going on there that they can't keep any damn graham crackers in stock? It's pissing me off. All I want is some graham crackers. Am I really asking for too much? Why can't anybody tell me where the damn graham crackers are?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, I've got your graham crackers right here, Mr. Lee. It's no secret. It's also no secret that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day, whether I like it or not, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go fix computer.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.